TikTok, 6 o'clock hour of sports talk. Steve Geller, along with Jeff Nowak, Cullen Steele. Charlie Long is on vacation. We're going to be getting into some of our sound with LSU head coach Jay Johnson as the Tigers get ready for game one of those College World Series finals tomorrow night against the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Although you said
I've never said Chanticleers. I've always said Chanticleers. So I don't know. The coach seems to have strong feelings about it.
I can pull the clip up.
Go ahead. Hit the clip real quick, Charlie. Sorry.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
We got this.
They look so much
alike. Say it with me. Chanticleers. Chanticleers. Not Chanticleers. Chanticleers.
Seems pretty adamant there, Jeff.
Yeah, but that's not how I've said it or I've heard anyone say it. It's Sean. He's got the Chant part right.
Right.
Their nickname is Chants. Like, go Chants.
Or like I said it, Chants, Chants, Chants,
yeah,
Chants, Chants.
Everybody. Chants. Right. Claire's is fine. I don't think it's not Clears. I think it's more like in the middle of like Claire's, like the name Claire. But like in the middle of that, like a Claire, like E. Claire.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think if you're gonna have a weird mascot name, you don't get to get mad when people mispronounce it. Like, have a normal name. If you're gonna be weird about it, don't have a weird name. That's my philosophy.
Well, Coastal's going for their second national title, the LSU Tigers, their eighth. Coach Jay Johnson's opening statement today as the Bayou Bengals get ready for game one tomorrow night.
Awesome to be here. In my opinion, this is one of the best days on the college baseball calendar with 307 teams in Division I to be one of the last two playing and practicing today. And Charles Schwab Field is a great honor and a testament to the hard work and execution of our team. I've documented it a lot. I would coach this team forever, and obviously the talent on it is exceptional. You know, just like with these two guys here, Anthony and Jake, across the roster, but great people, completely bought into the mission of the team, and tremendous self-discipline, tremendous mental strength to go along with that talent, and very worthy of playing in the championship series, and very excited about the next couple days. Looking forward to playing a great opponent in Coastal Carolina, and Coach Schnall. I've known him for a very long time, consider him a friend, and have obviously had long-term respect for a program that's been one of the best in college baseball over the last couple decades. So wouldn't want to have it any other way, and very thankful for the team and the efforts that they put forward to put us in this position, and looking forward to a great championship series.
Coach Jay Johnson asked about that relationship with Coach Kevin Snall over there at Coastal Carolina, also losing to the Chanticleers in 2016.
I met Kevin a long time ago. Something that I learned early on was study the people that are the best at what they do. Skip Bertman, Augie Garrido, and then Gary Gilmore. You know, I was very impressed with their program. I was at a mid-major at the University of San Diego as the associate head coach for 8 years, and they were kind of one that we were kind of modeling and emulating on the West Coast. And so paying attention to what they were doing, and then, you know, going out recruiting and trying to make us a national program and going after the best players. You know, I ran into Kevin on the recruiting front, and then just having good baseball conversations. And then, you know, what I've always admired about him is the pride that he's taken in his job as a recruiting coordinator and now as the head coach. So ton of respect there. As far as 2016, you know, unique situation for us. You know, I went to Arizona, and I didn't have one player that had ever played in the NCAA tournament before. And we were picked 10th out of 11 in the Pac-12. And, you know, the fall we were really grinding to kind of see what we were going to be. And, you know, it wasn't like a smooth deal. And then we came back in January, and there was about five pitchers that you started to look at and go, we're pretty good. And then a position player group that, you know, part of the reason I accepted that job, because I thought there was players that could play better than they had to that point in their career. And think we got the ball rolling a little bit. I think we opened at Rice, and they were ranked in the top 10, and we won 2 out of 3 and got some good wins on the board, built some confidence. And then in the postseason, you know, played really well. Won regional at Louisiana Lafayette, super regional at Mississippi State. Got here, and if I remember correctly, we both lost the second game and then had to both fight our way back to the loser's bracket. And then won a 3-0 game and lost 2 one-run games. And, you know, this is my spot in the world is Omaha. Like, this is what I dream about. And the first time being here, I just remember being very thankful to play 8 games. And in the moment was really tough. And it's no different than how I feel about this team or the 23 team or when we came here in 21 at Arizona, as they deserve to be here. And you want them to experience the full thing. And, you know, we were one base hit away. And it took a couple years to get past that. But it doesn't change how I feel about Cody Raymer, Bobby Dahlbeck, J.J. Matajevic, Cameron Ming. I mean, I heard from all those guys in the last 2 days about our win the other night. So that's how close that was. And it really reminds me of this team, actually. You know, but I think what I do remember about all of that is it's really helped me the next 3 times that we've been here in terms of knowing how to prepare for this. And that was kind of my main takeaway from it.
Jay Johnson prepared for this big moment. How does he feel his team is ready?
If you're at this point in the NCAA tournament, you've been battle tested, you know, so I think that's just the way that it is. I think for our team, I don't believe there's anything we have not seen. And what I mean by that is high level pitching, high level bullpen, high level defense, offenses with speed, power, hitting skills, know how to play the game, move the offense. So I feel like we're very prepared. And we really just leave it at that. I said this earlier in the week. You know, one of my attitudes about all of this is everything is training for something. And I feel like we're well-trained, well-prepared for, you know, in my opinion, probably the best team that we've played this year in Coastal.
Talking about Coastal Carolina, the best team that they've faced this year, what has Coach Jay Johnson learned from scouting them?
A lot, and nothing really of a surprise. I love college baseball, so there was a Tuesday or Wednesday night game. They were playing against Clemson. I was at home. We weren't playing, so maybe it was a Wednesday night, and I watched them play Clemson. So the strengths are undeniable. Great starting rotation. Use their bullpen really well. Offensively, clear identity. I think that's really important. Something we try to do as well is play to the identity of your team. They're excellent at getting the leadoff man on base. They use the bunting game about as good as anybody that does in college baseball. And again, that's a 20-year thing. That's not a 2025 team thing. They play really good defense. They don't beat themselves. You have to win the game. And I said this very similarly to when we played UCLA the other day. You have to win the game because they're very fundamentally sound. And they're gonna play the right way. So, you know, you have to execute your game plan and execute your fundamentals to earn the win against them.
A lot of what Jay Johnson's saying about Coastal Carolina sure sounds a lot like this LSU team. How different or similar do you feel the Tigers and Chanticleers are?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities. I would say recruiting at an elite level. And that might mean different things. I think I have a unique perspective on this. I haven't always been at LSU, you know, or even Arizona. It was, you know, Point Loma Nazarene, University of San Diego, University of Nevada. And I know what it's like to try to build one of those. And when you knock off that Power Five, how that lifts you in the regular season, not only in the postseason, and the attitude that you have to carry, you know, to be that and to do that. So I have great respect for that. But this is about execution, and it's about baseball, and it's about pitchers throwing strikes, your defense handling the ball, your offense stringing quality at bats together. And when I look at their team, I see a lot of our team.
And lastly, Coach Jay Johnson was asked, how does he feel his team's going to deal with being in the spotlight?
It's honestly one of the reasons I took the job in the first place, was to test myself, test what I believe in, and spotlight, no spotlight. The fundamentals of winning and running an elite Division I baseball program are exactly the same. And our opponent does it really well. And we do it really, really well. And it's proven to work out the way that I thought it would. But I wanted to test it in an arena where it's only a blessing to have so many people care about what you're doing. And that is what I will say about LSU is there's not another baseball program in the entire country where more people care about what you're doing. And I think it's an awesome honor for these players because their effort deserves people to care about what they're doing. You know, no different than our opponent. And but I think it's something that makes it special. But the challenge, not the challenge, the coaching point is of regardless if one person is watching or the eyes of the world are on you, execution is execution. And toughness is your ability to focus on what you need to do to execute your plan regardless of circumstances.
LSU versus Coastal Carolina, 6 o'clock first pitch tomorrow right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, a 5:30 pregame coverage. We'll get a little bit more inside info on this Coastal Carolina squad. Javon McCoskey will join us right after the break. WBTW News 13 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina joins us right after the break here on Sports Talk. Stay tuned right here on WWL. Who dat? Welcome back into Sports Talk. LSU baseball fighting Tigers playing for their 8th national championship and taking on Coastal Carolina this weekend. Catch the Tigers versus the Chanticleers in a best 2 out of 3 series. First game tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Pre-game coverage, 5:30. Game 2 Sunday afternoon, 1:30. Pre-game at 1 o'clock. And if they need a game 3, LSU face off at Coastal Carolina Monday, 6:30. Pregame of 6 p.m. Hear every hit, every catch, every home run right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center on WWL, live and free on the Odyssey app. Go Tigers! To help us break down the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, Javon McCluskey joins us, sports reporter and anchor on WBTW News 13 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How's it going, Jevin, man? How are you enjoying it in Omaha?
Yeah, it's going well. I mean, it's kind of hard to complain right now with how well the Chanticleers are playing. 26 straight wins, trying to make it 28 by the end of the weekend. Hard to complain.
Looking at the weather out there, I got to get a taste of, you know, that heat is going on just like we're used to kind of here in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. It's very hot. I just joined this station not that long ago, and before I was in Mississippi and spent a lot of time over in New Orleans, uh-huh. And it's very similar. It feels hot walking around, that's for sure.
Yeah, Jevy, you know, I did my deep background research. I see it from Terre Haute, Indiana. I only know of one other person from Terre Haute, Indiana. His name is Danny Etling, and he played quarterback for LSU. Are you a big Danny Etling fan?
Yeah, I am. I actually went to high school with his younger sister, so I know the Etling family really well. Luis Hernandez is actually the catcher for LSU, transferred from Terre Haute, Indiana, went to Indiana
okay.
State. So kind of a little bit of another tie there with Luis, obviously having the game that he had the other night for you guys and the Tigers. But yeah, no, I know Danny really well.
Yeah, it's the only reason I know how to pronounce Terre Haute correctly is because of
right,
Danny
Etling. Yeah, that's probably, yeah. I don't, that doesn't surprise me.
But all right, yeah, I figured it's like, hey, if someone's from Terre Haute, you probably know who the NFL quarterbacks are from Terre Haute. But,
oh, yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just tell me about this Coastal Carolina team. You know, we talked to a reporter who's covering them out in Omaha, but, you know, he's only watched them for the last 3 games, and obviously they're very impressive for those last 3 games. But what has this season been like for this Coastal Carolina squad? I mean, you win 26 games in a row. That's a long time building, well before they even got to this stage.
Right, yeah. I think in order to really understand how good they have been this year, you have to take a step back and look at last year. They had a team ERA of just under 6 runs a game, just over 6 runs a game last year. And because of new pitching coach Matt Williams, they've been able to cut that in half. And when you, yes, you have to score runs to win baseball games, but when you only have to score 3 to 4 runs to win those games, it becomes a lot easier to win series, win games, and that's what's culminated in 26 straight wins. It's a team that does everything well. The only thing that they don't do well is hit the home run, and welcome to Charles Schwab Field. No one really does whenever you're in Omaha. So it's a team that does everything well, starts on the mound, but then 1 through 9, they can hit the ball around the park as well.
Tell us about the head coach over there, Coach Schnall. I know he's been around the program forever, former player, was an assistant coach. Now, as the head coach, has them in the CWS year 1.
Yeah, he went to Coastal Carolina as a student, was a player, assistant coach, and now is, you know, two wins away from doing something that not a lot of first-year head coaches get to do. A program record 56 wins, like we mentioned, that 26-game win streak, Sun Belt Coach of the Year. He has checked off every single box that you'd want a first-year head coach to check off, and then some. And one thing that I've really noticed, especially during this tournament run, with players like Caden Bodine and Blake Barthel and Jacob Morrison, Coach Schnall is better than anybody that I've ever seen at promoting his players, and it's really evident in post-game pressers, and it's something that I think recruits really can latch onto. And he's a coach that players want to play for, and he's a winner. He's won at the highest level this year, and like I said, two wins away from lifting the second national championship in program history.
You know, Coach Schnall announced earlier today it's going to be Cam Flukey getting the start on Saturday. You know, wouldn't say he's the ace of the staff, saving Morrison for Sunday. But you know, what is kind of the scouting report on Cam Flukey, and you know, just in general, you know, this Coastal Carolina pitching staff? It's, you know, we don't hear a ton about it out of the Sun Belt, but you know, that's kind of what I have come to understand, is like this pitching staff can hold up with some of the best out there.
Oh yeah, I mean, we saw it last, I guess, 2 weekends ago when they went to Plainsman Park and did what they did to Auburn. That's arguably one of the best offenses in all of college baseball, and that pitching staff held their own. I mean, they have the second lowest ERA in the entire country. And when looking at Cameron Flukey, he's a guy that came in. He's a starter, but he came in after four innings against Arizona. Allowed two hits, two earned runs, had three strikeouts, 71 pitches. He's a guy that's going to throw hard, really hard. And he's a guy that doesn't like to get a lot of swings and misses. He's a guy that gets pop flies. He gets balls hit on the ground. So look for the ball to be hit in play, just looking for that defense to make plays behind him. But, yeah, you mentioned it. This pitching staff, from Cam to Riley Eichhoff to Jacob Morrison, who is the ace, it's top to bottom one of the best in the country, and they've proven that this year with the ERA they posted and some of the teams that they've been able to beat in the ways that they've beat them.
Hey, Jevin, can you tell us about this offense of Coastal Carolina? I know they don't pop out a lot of home runs, but still able to get, you know, key hits in those situations when needed.
Yeah, Coach Schnall has a big motto or mantra of wanting to win the big inning wars, which is those innings that you score three runs or more. They've been able to do that so far in Omaha. I look at a player like Colby Thorndike, who is the Junior College Player of the Year. He's 5-for-12 with 8 RBIs in 3 games. I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that, especially at the stage that they're playing on. Blake Barthel over at second base, known for what he does defensively, but has had a hot stick in Omaha as well. Caden Bodine, we all know I can say he's the best catcher in college baseball. I guess there's an argument to be made for other people, but Rawlings Gold Glove Award winner, he hits a leadoff. You don't really have a lot of catchers that can come in and hit leadoff, especially when they're doing it on both sides of the plate as a switch hitter that he is. They, like I said, 1-9, they put the ball in play. Wells Sykes is our 9-hole hitter, and he has had timely hits. Sebastian Alexander, we call him Mr. Clutch. He did it against Arizona with the game-winning RBI that dropped in center field. Again, it's just 1-9. This team can put the ball in play. And like you mentioned, they do it whenever they need to most.
And they're not afraid to stand out over the plate and not get out of the way. Let's put it that way. I wouldn't say they're leaning in, but they're not leaning back either.
Well, if you ask some of those umpires over in Omaha, they think they're leaning in. But you have an NCAA record single season with 176 hit by pitches. You have, I mean, it's a skill. It is. They preach wanting to win the freeze, taking walks, taking hit by pitches, and that just allows them to put those runs up, get on the board first, and let their pitching staff shut the door.
Yeah, and I'm keeping my eye on Walker Mitchell. He's fourth in the country with 32 free bases on his hit-by-pitches this year, so keep an eye on him. But, you know, what are your kind of expectations? How do you see this series going? You know, I obviously, you know, LSU's going to go in as the favorite, but, you know, when you come in on a 26-game winning streak, I don't think you could look at yourself and say we're the underdog. So, you know, how do you see this series playing out?
Yeah, confidence is a real thing in sports. You look at it across any sport. When you are on a win streak, it's hard to tell you what you can't do. And Coastal Carolina has the longest winning streak coming into a championship series at Omaha. So it's going to be hard to, like I said, it's hard to tell a team what they can't do. But they just have to do what they do every single game. They mentioned it. It's a one-game mentality. I guess the expectations are to just continue to play Coastal Carolina baseball. I know that might sound like a coach speak kind of answer, but if they continue to do what they do best, and that's a lot of things at a very high level, we haven't seen anybody be able to beat them since April 22nd. So who's to say they can't go in to the championship series and pick up two more wins against LSU? It will be difficult. LSU is a darn good baseball club led by a very good head coach in Jay Johnson. But it's one of those things where it's like, until somebody can prove they can beat them when they're playing their best baseball, it's hard to pick against them.
Jevin, despite, you know, the 26-game win streak going on right now, do you feel like this series goes three? We going to get a game on Monday?
I mean, I think best base, yeah, it's hard to expect anything less than three. These are they're the two best programs in baseball. It's good versus good, best versus best. So I would expect three games. It's going to shock the world, especially right here in Myrtle Beach, whenever if Coastal were to lose a game. But I also wouldn't be shocked if they go and they pick up two games on Saturday and Sunday. Like I said, it's hard to tell a team that's this hot they can't go win games, and no one's been able to do it since April 22nd.
Definitely looking forward to the matchup. Jevin, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the rest of the time in Omaha for you.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, man.
Jevin McCoskey, sports reporter and anchor for WBTW News 13, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Were you close around those parts when you were living out there, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a big area. You know, I remember, I could name you all the TV stations. Yeah. BTW, PDE, WMBF. I think it was MBF. Either way. No, Jevin, he did a great job. He's obviously new to that area. You know, you asked me, he's like, oh, do you remember on any of these anchors and whatever? It's the turnover rate in Myrtle Beach, very high. I've said for a while, it's a good place to be in like your early 20s and your like early 60s. Like anywhere in between, it gets tough.
How long did you spend out there?
About 4 years.
Okay.
My early 20s.
Yeah. And there you go. And you made your way here.
I escaped.
But so you went from Myrtle Beach to here or no?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I came down here for the job. Nice. Not this job, but a job.
Yeah, a job, right. Yeah. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll get more into Coastal Carolina and what their head coach Kevin Schnall had to say as we get ready for that Game 1 matchup tomorrow night, 6 p.m. first pitch here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Taking a break. Welcome back into Sports Talk. I've been talking about LSU versus Coastal Carolina, Game 1 of the College World Series Finals, 6 o'clock first pitch here on WWL tomorrow. Well, we heard from head coach Jay Johnson of LSU. Now we're going to get into some Coastal Carolina sound from Kevin Schnall. Here's the coach's opening statement in today's press conference.
I fill this seat with gratitude, and I'd like to start by just expressing my gratitude first to our players. In June, when I was awarded this job, these guys, their level of commitment, the sacrifices they made, the investment that these guys put into this year, I'm grateful. Secondly is our staff. We talk a lot about is you're only as good as the people that you're around day after day, and I'm fortunate to have a staff that challenges me, that motivates me, that makes me better. Our associate head coach, Chad Oxendine, our pitching coach, Matt Williams, our infield hitting coach, Matt Schilling, our director of baseball operations, Mickey Beach, our director of player development, Tyler Shoemaker, our assistant director of player development, Connor Owings, our director of analytics, Matt Pepin, our strength and conditioning coach, Michael Thompson, our athletic trainer, Amanda Rothmeyer, our equipment manager, Jordan Bowman, our sport oversight, associate athletic director, Brian Stiles. I'm fortunate to be on their team. They make me better every day. Thirdly, our student managers. These guys invest more time into our program, or as much time in our program, as anybody else. Our student managers play just the biggest role in our success as Jacob Morrison, as Caden Bodine. And we're in this position today because of the sacrifices and work ethic of them. And then lastly, my family, our kids, Sydney, Jaden, Fallon, my wife, Megan. They're the ones that have made the ultimate sacrifice to allow me to do what I do. And there's nobody that I want to make more proud of me than them. It's because I'm so proud of them.
Coach Kevin Schnall there talking about his family at the end. And yet, being the wife and kids to a coach. It's got to be hard. Just barely seeing dad around because he's too busy trying to win games.
Yeah, coaching is not. You know, he mentioned Connor Owings there, which is like that name sounds familiar.
You have to look it up right away.
Yeah. Like, that name's familiar. He's one of their star hitters on that 2016 team. He hit 352 that year. I'm sure, you know, LSU fans might remember that name. But
yeah.
Being a, you know, college a little different because you don't travel nearly as much as like a pro team would, because it's a lot more regional.
Oh, especially baseball, right? Oh my lord.
Yeah, but that's got to be tough. Like I can't imagine. Like I travel a good bit covering the Saints, but even then it's like, yeah, I got the easy job.
Coach Schnall was a part of the 2016 national championship team as an assistant head coach. He asked what he can take away from that squad and bring it to this year's team.
It's more about next year, honestly. You know, there's a lot of distractions after winning a national championship or being in this position. It's really important that, we stay focused next year on our goals. I think that was a big deal. If you remember, you know, in 2007, we did not make an NCAA regional. It was a good team, but we didn't make an NCAA regional. There was a lot of distractions that fall because there were a lot of people that were, you know, wanting our players and wanting, our people to be at different things. And again, I think it took away from our preparation in that fall before the 07 season. I think one of the biggest years in Coastal was 01 was the first team that got us to a regional. And then we ended up winning five straight conference championships, five straight tournament championships. In 05 was the first team to be the number one seed of a regional, but they put us on the road to Arizona State. 06, we were 30-27, and it was a great wake-up call. It was humbling, and to Gilly's credit, he was the leader at that time. We all rallied around each other. We didn't point fingers, and we realized that we needed to be humbled. We needed to get back to the basics. 07 was our first host. 08, we hosted again and was our first regional championship. So those years were pretty critical. And then obviously 2010 was one of the best teams that we ever had. We were the number four national seed, won the regional, lost in the super regional, two one-run games to the eventual national champion. And then 2016 obviously finally broke through, got us to Omaha, and won it.
One of the reporters in Omaha asked Coach Schnall, he's always talking Coastal baseball, Coastal baseball, Coastal baseball. Well, what does it mean? What does Coastal baseball mean and what he sees in this LSU squad?
Well, Coastal baseball, you have to have a certain type of energy level to play at Coastal Carolina. If you like baseball, Coastal's not the program for you. Two pillars of Coastal Carolina are the words relentless and selfless. And relentless is basically doing everything to your best of your ability every single day. And selfless is having an others-centered mindset versus a self-centered mindset. And that is non-negotiable in our program. Regarding LSU, it's pretty simple. They've got power on both sides of the ball. They have over 100 home runs. They've got over 700 strikeouts. That combination is very dangerous.
That was the coach for Coastal Carolina there, Kevin Schnall, a guy that just, you know, bred through the system as a player, assistant coach, and now the head coach there. Pretty amazing what he's been able to do with this squad besides, you know, the 26 straight wins. Has him in the College World Series final series, and year one is the head coach there.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to take over okay. in that situation
yeah.
than to start a program from scratch. You know, like even like a Jay Johnson taking over for Paul Maneri, it's a lot easier to take over a program that's already
been at the top
at a peak. You know, I look at like a Kevin Ollie at UConn. He took over for Jim Calhoun and won a title, but like that fell off. You know, like it's harder to maintain over the course of time, but even doing it once is impressive. Like a John Shire at Duke is a good example of that. Like, you know, it's the fall off can be fast, But, you know, I'll give him some time to prove it. But he's off to a good start, no question.
Stepping away here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more right after this on WWL. Stay tuned. LSU baseball tomorrow, folks. Game one against Coastal Carolina. And we know who the first, well, for the pitcher will be for game one. And no surprise, Jay Johnson has announced that Cade Anderson, the sophomore left-hander, will be on the mound for the Bayou Bengals. 11-1 on the season, a 3.44 earned run average, 110 innings pitched, has thrown 30 balls, base on balls, and 170 strikeouts. Impressive stuff from Cade Anderson. So the Tigers turn into their ace for game one of this series. And I don't, like I said, no surprise here. You don't mess around when you get to the College World Series right now about saving anybody.
Well, I mean, Coastal is. So,
for
you
game
know,
two.
Yeah. But that if you didn't pitch Cade today, you would have pitched him.
I guess, yeah.
If you were going on Saturday, in game you were going to pitch him on Sunday.
Either one's an ace, I consider, for the Tigers.
It's really just like, okay, do you want your ace against their ace, or do you want your ace in game one and set the series off? I don't think, you know, if LSU didn't have Ianson to go up against Morrison on Sunday, I think it might have been a different conversation because I just want that pitcher's duel. But either way, like, Flukie's a good pitcher. Like, the Coastal
just an unfortunate
name. Has legit pitching staffs. Yeah, well, unless he's consistent, and then it's just kind of funny. You know, like Ryan Longwell. Like, there's so many good kicker names like that. Like Taylor Blewett is one of the worst kicker names ever, and it's anytime you miss,
But, oh, he blew it.
Exactly. But do you want a shots update?
Yeah, let's give it not the chance, the shots.
Shots, the actual shots.
How much is LSU fans just dominating everyone?
Well, so they're up to 27,339 as of an hour ago when Rocco's posted this. Coastal's 7,280. The next highest for in this whole challenge is 88-19 for Arkansas, as I like to call them. Murray State.
They were putting up a fight.
Gotta give Murray State props. They put up 81-63 despite, you know, having like that's probably more than they have fans total in their entire family.
Let me guess, the big losers in this bracket is UCLA.
15-29. Yeah, not impressive. Maybe they're too cheap. Maybe they needed more expensive shots because they're all those fancy pants out in LA. But they're still like 40,000 shy of the record, LSU. I don't think they're going to get there. But, you know, it's still admirable.
Looking forward to this matchup. 6 o'clock first pitch tomorrow on WWL. 5:30 pregame coverage. Make sure you tune in. Brought to you in part by some of our great sponsors, Lamarck Lincoln, E3 Industrial Staffing, Helm Paint and Decorating, St. Martin and Bork, and Rejuvenate, all on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. Game one tomorrow is set, and we'll see if we end up with a three-game series. Expect that we'll be talking about more baseball Monday when Sports Talk resumes at 4 p.m. For Jeff Nowak and Cullen Steele, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great weekend, everybody, and let's see the Tigers bring home a national title.
Go Tigers!